Wake the fun up.
Wake the fun up.
With Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
So if you have problems with your car and you bring it in to get serviced, and there's like maybe a particular sound that it's making, do you ever feel a need to try to replicate what that sound is with your voice? Like you take it into the mechanic and you're like, okay, and I've been hearing the sound, it goes like this. Like you made the stupidest sounds whenever you try to impersonate what a car problem sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
But we all think we need to do it because, well, often when you bring it into the mechanic or the dealership or whatever, sometimes the problem doesn't happen and you're like, no, I swear it went like this.
And do it again.
Right? Or this like a really like high like...
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if this truly helps the mechanic or not. If you're a mechanic listening, I want to know if we're just wasting our time and we're just embarrassing ourselves by like, making these sounds, or truly it helps you diagnose what the problem is when we can't figure out exactly where you should be starting.
You know what? I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever done that before. This is the first time hearing about it.
It's a me thing?
I've never done it. I usually just say, hey, there's a squeaking noise or there's like this thump. I describe the sound. I don't think I actually...
Make the noise?
Whatever your thing was that you just started doing.
So I called the mechanic because my car has been having some problems recently. It only just started a couple days ago. They were closed for the weekend. And so I've got an appointment later this afternoon.
Okay, let me help you then. What does it sound like?
In this case, thankfully, I recorded the sound.
Oh.
I will play the sound, though, in case for some... Because what it is, I called the person. I said, can I play the sound for you? And he's like, well, sounds don't really help. Which is kind of where I started this whole conversation with, well, if the actual sound recording doesn't help, then definitely my voice impersonation of the sound is really not going to help. Which is, again, something I've been doing all my life. Here's what it sounds like, and I don't know if anybody will figure out what it, you know, what the problem is, but you hear that rattling in the background?
Oh, I was like, wind. It's that you're driving your car.
That
sounds like it sounds like the fan belt.
Do you know what that sounds like actually? Do you know those little bead things that people have on their bikes as they rode their bike? It sounds like those are on the spokes.
Oh,
it sounds like you added something to your car to make it make more noise.
It's not that, I can tell you that. It's not. Thanks a lot, Mechanic Jordan.
All right, well, it sounds like you got beads on your tire.
You think it's a fan belt?
I don't know. That's the only thing I ever hear from people. I don't know anything. I just wanted to throw out a random word. Because let's face it, mechanics have that power. They can just throw out a random thing and you're like, okay, yeah, must be it. You're right.
Fan belt. Oh,
it's a fan belt.
Yeah. See, now if it is going to be the fan belt, you're going to be like, see, I told you.
I could have been a mechanic. Either that or it sounds like maybe you left some Tic Tacs in the cup holder.
I'm pretty sure I would have diagnosed that one pretty quickly. Thanks a lot for your help. Not.
This is Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
Adam?
That is definitely a grandpa thing.
What's a grandpa thing?
The making the noise thing to try and to explain to the mechanic what's wrong with the car.
What is that?
It is?
Why is that a grandpa thing?
Because that's the last person I remember me hearing do that. He took his car and he's like, it's kind of like a grinding, like a and a squink. But I can't make that noise because I don't have a high-pitched voice. That's why he told the guy and he's like, oh, what?
Let's check Kevin's ID. How old are you really?
I knew you just had a good facial moisturizer.
Best guess is 86. Yeah. We're a different age, man.
You can't tell with Asian guys, can you, right? You
know? No.
Text message 104.56. Kevin, it's the brakes. Sonny, what's your guess? What do you think it is? Because I'm now curious what you think it's going to be.
It's the fan belt.
Fan belt is what you think?
Yeah.
Steve?
For your car problem, I'm not a mechanic, but I'd say it's the water pumps going.
The water pump. Okay. Now.
Knew it. I knew it. I mean, that sound, it couldn't be anything else.
You said the fan belt.
You know what?
Well, it's connected to the fan belt, yes, but it's got a, if I heard it correct, it's got a high pitched tinny noise to it.
Okay. This is just as good as going to WebMD when you're sick to self-diagnose. I'm going to ask people who aren't really mechanics to tell me what's wrong with my car.
I just looked it up for you to also give you an idea of how much it's going to cost. According to the make and the model of your car, Kevin, it's anywhere from $350 to $450. That's not including labor.
Okay.
Are you going to say tomorrow what's wrong with your car? Because I'm neutral. I want to know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I've got an appointment today, this afternoon at 1, and then they're going to tell me what the problem is. So if, in fact, it is the water pump, I owe you, well, I really can't give you anything because I will be already $600 in
Kevin and Sonia on Kiss.